Chapter 3 Evaluating Cash Flow. This chapter grew out of an email that I received at my website, roberterwin.com, from a reader complaining that he was having trouble getting a property's rental income to cover the mortgage and other expenses. How do I know in advance whether a property I'm interested in buying is an alligator or a cash cow? And how do I reduce negative cash flow in a rental property I already own? He asked. An alligator is a property for which your expenses are so high that you can't cover them with the rental income, and your monthly losses, negative cash flow, eat you alive, hence the name. A cash cow is a property for which your rental income exceeds your expenses, and each month it gives you milk in the form of money in your pocket, positive cash flow. In this chapter, we'll look at some solutions to the age-old problem of evaluating investment property in terms of its cash flow. How do I calculate income versus expenses? If you are planning to invest in real estate, it's important that you understand exactly what your expenses are likely to be. If you already own investment property, you need to know at all times where you stand financially vis-a-vis your investment. Income is much easier to estimate or determine. Unless you have a vending machine or two, it's simply the total of your rents for the property. A useful tool in both situations is the Rental Property Income and Expense Sheet. At the end of every month, for a rental property you already own, you can draw up an income and expense report to help gauge the status of your cash flow. These figures will give you a very exacting look at how well you did that month. How do I calculate the tax benefit? Note: determining the tax benefits of owning a particular piece of real estate can be a task requiring a high level of expertise. The following discussion is intended strictly as an overview and might not apply in your situation. Before making any move that would involve tax consequences, see a good accountant or tax attorney. Like most people, you have probably heard that real estate ownership can provide a tax shelter. Don't the tax advantages offset the monthly cash loss? No, not entirely. At least, not in most cases. It's true that you may get some tax advantages out of owning rental realty. Virtually all of your expenses, with the exception of the principal portion of the mortgage payment, that which repays the loan, can be used to offset your rental income for the purpose of determining your profit. When you add to that an amount for depreciation, your monthly expenses could exceed your monthly income. That amount, a loss, might be deductible from your other taxed income. Can I increase the rents? If your rents aren't enough to cover expenses, why not just increase rents? The answer to that question depends on the amount of leeway there is between the rent you are charging and the rent most other rental property owners in your area are charging. In the real world, in the open market for rental units, you are in competition with every other landlord investor. Increase your rents beyond the prevailing market rates, and you'll have nothing but vacancies. That's the case once you already own the property. However, there are some things you can do to avoid a negative cash flow problem before you buy. For example, buy a less expensive property for which your mortgage, taxes, and insurance, that is, your expenses, will be lower than your rental income. I'm sure many listeners will be quick to point out that if you pay less for a property, you will get less rental income from it. So even though your expenses will go down because of a lower purchase price, so too will your rental income. Yes and no. Renting is different from buying and selling. In the sale and purchase market, the price is usually well defined for each property, being controlled to a certain extent by lending practices in the area. For example, you can get a CMA, Comparative Market Analysis, that will pinpoint the value of the home. With rentals, it's less clear. For example, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home may rent fairly consistently for around $1,000 in your area. However, homes with three bedrooms and two baths may sell anywhere from $120,000 to $160,000 in the same area. In other words, if you buy a 3 and 2 at the lower end of the price range, you'll very likely still be able to rent it for roughly the same amount as if you had bought the property at the upper end of the price range. Yet, your monthly expenses will be far less in the lower-priced property. So, one way to lower your monthly expenses is to buy right in the first place.